I'm sort of sick of all these ethnocentric holidays like Columbus Day, St. Patrick's Day, whatever it may be. And I said, you know, I like holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I love Independence Day. I love Memorial Day. I love Labor Day. You know, these are all holidays that we can get behind. I used to like George Washington's birthday, but then they made it President's Day, and now I'm all confused. I would celebrate Lincoln's birthday. I would celebrate George Washington's birthday, but they call it President's Day, and that kind of takes it away for me. But anyway, so I got a little concerned about it. I see as I'm saying this, I watched my friend Bob LaGrega walk in, and he's going to hear me talk about ethnocentric holidays like Columbus Day and Italian Americans, and he's going to get upset with me. But I'm just a guy who believes that we should celebrate those things that bring us together, that unite us as Americans. And, you know, Columbus Day, I've just not been a big fan of Columbus Day or St. Patrick's Day and the green beer and everything. Now there are people just getting really mad at me. I can tell right now, all over the country. But I hope you take my point. But anyway, I'm talking about this, and I get a call from John Stewart. And as a matter of fact, I'm down in Mexico, Cancun, Mexico, covering the Three Amigos, Steve Harper, Vicente Fox, and President Bush, because they're trying to push through the North American Union, the Security and Prosperity Partnership. I mean, it's crazy. But anyway, John Stewart calls me up and says, what's the deal with you? I mean, what are you doing? And I said, well, John, I'm just explaining as best I can that I don't believe in, you know, these ethnocentric holidays. And I think we'd be better off to celebrate things that bring us together rather than that divide us or focus on our differences. And Stewart came up with one of the best lines I've heard. He says, Lou, with all you know about business and economics and politics and everything, you're talking about New York now. Don't you realize New York is a parade-based economy?